Time to check in with the folks from Dove. Domestic violence ended here in Quincy once again. It's time for their Let's Dance virtual fundraiser coming up in May. So I want to welcome once again, Don Hayes, and Don's the Director of Marketing and Philanthropy. Also, Jenny Michael is joining us again, the Events and Community Engagement Coordinator. So hi, ladies. Nice to see you both again.
Hi, Joe. Always great to be here.
Great to see you, Joe.
Appreciate it. Unfortunately, still virtually, but it's better than nothing. So we'll roll with it, and that's just what we're doing too, with the upcoming fundraiser. But before we talk about that, Don, let's check in with you, and let me ask you how Dove is coping during the pandemic.
Well, we have really learned to think on our feet, and Dove has been surviving and thriving through the pandemic. We've had quite a call for our services. A lot of our services have been done virtually, but our shelter is still occupied at a smaller census so that there's more space. It's still 24 hours of coverage. So and we have some folks who were in the shelter now in some transitional housing. So that's been very helpful. We're grateful to the city of Quincy who had helped support us with some of the apartments that we needed. And folks have been very generous thus far. So we're hanging in there. We see the light at the end of the tunnel. Our folks are getting inoculated, getting their vaccines. And we're still serving lots of folks.
Yeah,
we actually had a wait list at one point, which is sad.
I know that we talked about this a few times in the past as well, the concern about the possibility for an increase in domestic violence abuse because of the fact that folks are locked down together, right? Is that still a concern?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you are locked down with your abuser. How can you make a call for help if potentially your abuser is in the next room or in the same room? You know, not everybody has multi-room living facilities. So it's very challenging. And also, possibly stalking you through your phone or, you know, making sure that you come back from the grocery store in a certain amount of time. It's a lot more intense. All of the things that we're doing to keep ourselves safe are potentially unsafe for folks who are being affected by domestic violence.
Yeah. Do you know, is there any specific funding being provided through the stimulus plans from the federal government for Dove specifically or for domestic violence in general?
Not to my knowledge. We got the PPE and all of the other things that most nonprofits and businesses were offered. So, but we did get those, that funding, which was tremendously helpful. But as far as anything specific, I would say no.
Sure. The upcoming fundraiser, is this the first one for 2021?
This is our first one for 2021. Hopefully our last virtual event. Jenny has been doing a fantastic job of getting things together for it, and I'll let her share what's happening with it.
Yeah, I'm picturing a lot of folks dancing in front of their computer screens, Jenny.
Well, that's certainly the hope, yeah. Let's Dance, as you may remember, previously has historically been titled Diva's Dance for Dove. It came out of a birthday party fundraiser thrown by a previous board member, Mary Jo Murphy. And, you know, as we've gone on and over the years, Dove has been, a very social justice oriented organization and has really committed itself to moving in the direction of equity and inclusion. And in that spirit, we retitled Diva's Dance to become Let's Dance, just to make sure that everyone knows that they are welcome. We're hoping for an innovative, inclusive event where everyone from all corners of Dove's community can come together and celebrate our services and our clients and take a stand against domestic violence.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the logistics of it. And while you're doing that, I'll put up your flyer to let folks visually see what they might be able to experience.
Fantastic. Thank you. Yes. So the event takes place from May 6th through May 8th. On that first night on May 6th, we have a very exciting virtual dance party from 7 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. And tickets for that are on sale now at our website. So make sure that you are checking that out and getting your tickets while you can. We'll also have daily posted content on the 6th, 7th, and 8th, including survivor speakers, some videos from the staff so you can get to know us a little bit better, and some other materials as well, some wish lists and things like that. But I really encourage folks to attend the virtual dance party. We'll have a lot of really great entertainment going on there, including our guest host, Candy O'Terry, will be joining us once again. We have DJ Chris Rocks, who will be joining us, and it'll be so much fun. So we're really looking forward to that event.
And is this something that you want folks to sign up in advance for?
Most definitely, yeah, yeah. So tickets for that that virtual party are on sale now, and people can go and get them at our website. Otherwise, we're looking for suggested donations because the rest of our content is going to be available to everyone. That content will be posted on our event website on May 6th, 7th, and 8th for everyone to see. And we're hoping that folks can open their hearts and their wallets and give a suggested donation of $100 towards that event.
Okay. And can you talk a little bit about what the funds raised from this event are used for?
Yeah, so all of the funds that we raise through Let's Dance, whether they be through sponsorships, through ticket sales, auction purchases, general donations, what have you, all of that money goes directly to providing services, the services that Dove provides for survivors and victims of domestic violence. All of it goes right back into our programs, and we're so grateful for the opportunity to be able to run those programs thanks to folks participating in events like Let's Dance.
Yeah, and now you've had a little bit of experience with virtual fundraisers, right, from last year.
Yeah, we've honed it down to a science now, and we're hoping that this will be the best virtual event yet. We've got a lot of great things in place, ready to go.
So taking up...
tell everybody how much the tickets are.
Yes, great. Thank you, Don. So tickets for the virtual dance party are just $25. And with that, you'll be able to access the full event, including a welcome from Candy O'Terry, a couple of dance breaks where folks will be on our kind of Jumbotron virtual virtual dance floor. We'll have survivor speakers, a mission ask, auction highlight, and it's going to be a really enjoyable night for everyone for just $25.
Are there prizes to be had?
There certainly are. Yeah, we've got virtual auction will open on April 30th. We'll open bidding then, and it'll close on May 8th. We also have a raffle. As some may recall, we just closed our Cabin Fever raffle last night. And that was, we were raffling off a lakeside stay for 5 nights on Lake Winnipesaukee with a whole bunch of amenities as well. And that will be the same prize that we'll have at our raffle at Let's Dance as well.
Okay, very nice. And other auction items can you talk about?
Wouldn't you like to know? Our virtual auction our preview will be available starting April 16th.
Oh, okay. All right. Do you still need the items to be donated to be auctioned off?
We certainly do. So we are absolutely open to bringing in new auction items. We are actively looking to expand. So if anyone has any ideas or tips, feel free to reach out to either me or Dawn.
Okay, great. And Dawn,
one other thing, Joe.
Yeah, go right ahead, sure.
We have a aspect now that we're adding to it where if you spend $100, you will get Rozafa Bistro. Ooh,
yeah.
Is going to be our food sponsor. And we're going to have a part where you can purchase a more expensive ticket. You're going to get a little meal from Rozafa, including wine, that you can pick up at Rozafa in order to enjoy during the evening.
Oh, that is fantastic. That's a nice little tidbit. Marlon and his family do a fantastic job at Rozafa. So
they are fantastic. And yeah. He's generously donating all of the food. So
nice. Very nice. Now, are you encouraging folks to kind of dress up in their dance best, if you will, as this, tuxedos and tails?
If people want to, absolutely. I'll be in my best dress. But if people want to show up in their PJs, that's totally fine too. That's the beauty of a virtual event. Come as you are or dude yourself up, however you want to present.
Okay. All right. And
now have you're thinking, your You can have your camera on or have your camera off.
I was just going to ask if it can be anonymous and still participate. So yes.
So when folks go to buy tickets, there will be an opportunity for folks to say that they want to opt out of being on camera.
Okay.
And they won't have to present themselves on the virtual dance floor. But for everyone else, we're excited to see you there.
Okay. Because, you know, at a live event, you have your wallflowers that just, you know, just don't like to dance. So.
Absolutely.
Now, you've taken divas out of the name, so does that mean you're hoping more men will participate?
Most certainly.
Open to everyone. It's open to everyone.
Yeah, okay.
We're really excited about that.
Did we want to talk at all about some more serious issues regarding, first of all, the unfortunate incident that happened in Georgia, or closer to home? I know you're working with the Quincy School Department now after an incident at the high school.
Yes, absolutely. Our executive director, Sue Chandler, has been working with the folks over at Quincy High School, I believe it is. I have not been involved with that. I actually just got back from a little vacation, which was very nice to find out about that, which is very troublesome. So yes, we are involved, and hopefully we can do some good there.
I think it's great to have the asset of Dove, you know, right in the community, and the fact that the school system immediately turned to Dove for this issue speaks volumes of how the community feels about it.
Absolutely. And we are very involved with North Quincy High School. Mm-hmm. And now with this situation, getting more involved with Quincy High School. So, you know, again, hopefully we can deepen the relationship and provide them with great information and help their students.
Sure, absolutely. Jenny, anything you'd like to add right now?
I think we've covered it all. I'm set.
All right, let's recap again for folks. The Let's Dance fundraiser for Dove, if we could. And while you're doing that, I will bring it up one more time.
Yeah. So once again, Let's Dance. Let's Dance Rise Above Dance for Dove is a virtual fundraiser from May 6th through 8th with the Let's Dance virtual party happening on May 6th at 7 p.m. Tickets are on sale now. They're just $25 or $100 if you want that extra little gift from Rozafa. And we are excited to see you there.
All right.
Very excited. Join us. And love to see you there, Joe, on the dance floor with us.
We'll see.
Okay.
I'm much better spectating than participating when it comes to dancing, believe me.
Can't throw us one of these.
There you go. Yeah. All right. Nice to see you both. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. Nice to see you, Joe.
Thank you, Joe.
Be well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Take care.